And following NPR, Mike Osborne with state and local news on WMOT. State officials say it would be difficult for hackers to tamper with Tennessee's election system, but not impossible. In a recent presentation to a state Senate committee, elections coordinator Mark Goins told legislators Tennessee is not one of the 21 states federal officials say have been targeted by Russian hackers. He noted that the state's voting machines are not connected to the internet and so are largely immune to hacking. Goins says two other voting systems are online and their security is what keeps him up at night. He worries, for example, about the security of the state's voter registration data.
Where they might would have created some type of disruption is if they could have deleted voters or put voters back in. So it really wasn't a situation to looking at the voting machines per se.
Goins says he also worries that hackers could alter the online voting results provided by the state on election night. He explained to lawmakers that layers of vote certification would prevent any tampering from actually affecting the outcome of an election, but Goins says a breach could still be extremely damaging. Secretary of State Trey Hargett explained to lawmakers that compromised election reporting would shake the public's confidence.
If we said that somebody had won a race by 1,000 votes, and then all of a sudden we made a correction, and they showed them losing by 1,000 votes, all of a sudden people watching the returns would think, well, what happened? They went back and rigged something, and they went back and changed the election because they didn't like who won.
Goins and Hargett outlined a number of measures the state is taking to secure Tennessee's election system. That's local news for this hour. Join us for Tennessee News every hour at 4 minutes past on Roots Radio.